Leading the news this morning, the Defence Force Bishop has stepped aside after being charged with child sex offence dating back to 1969. Bishop Max Davis is the most senior Catholic clergyman and the first bishop to face such a charge. The church says Bishop Davis emphatically denies the allegation. The federal government is under significant pressure from its backbench to give aluminium producers a full exemption from the costs associated with the renewable energy target. More than a quarter of the government's lower house MPs have signed a petition calling for aluminium smelting to be exempt from the target.
They are unique when it comes to electricity use. The amount of electricity they use in production means that they stand alone when it comes to the costs that the RET imposes on them.
Homicide detectives are searching for a homeless man they believe may have murdered a woman near Melbourne's Botanic Gardens at the weekend. Police say 42-year-old Scott Allen Miller had been sleeping near where the woman's naked body was found on Saturday. The woman was a migrant worker from China. Police won't confirm how she died. Rescue workers are trying to free scores of people trapped under a collapsed building in southern India. At least 11 people have died and dozens of others have been pulled alive from the rubble. The 12-storey building was under construction in Chennai when it collapsed in heavy rain.